Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, How to Effectively Describe Conflict Management at Work. Conflict management is a crucial skill in the workplace, and it's a topic that frequently appears in IELTS speaking tests. This article will guide you through answering questions about managing conflicts at work, providing sample answers and strategies to help you achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Understanding the topic. The ability to describe a time when you had to manage a conflict at work is essential for the IELTS speaking test. This topic allows examiners to assess your communication skills, problem-solving abilities, and your capacity to reflect on past experiences. It's a common theme that has appeared in previous tests and is likely to continue being relevant in future examinations. IELTS speaking test structure. Part 1. Introduction and interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about your work experience and conflict resolution. Here's a sample question with a suggested answer. Question: Do you think conflicts at work are common? Sample answer, band 7-8. Yes, I believe conflicts at work are quite common in most professional environments. In my experience, when people with different backgrounds and perspectives collaborate on projects, disagreements can naturally arise. However, I think these conflicts, when managed effectively, can lead to more creative solutions and stronger team dynamics. Part 2. Long-term cue card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a time when you had to manage a conflict at work. You should say what the conflict was about, who was involved, how you managed the conflict, and explain the outcome of the situation. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about a time when I had to mediate a conflict between two colleagues in my department. The dispute arose from a disagreement over project management strategies for a crucial client presentation. The conflict involved our senior graphic designer, Sarah, and our content writer, Mark. Sarah felt that Mark's content didn't align well with her visual concepts, while Mark believed Sarah was not accurately representing his ideas in her designs. To address this issue, I decided to take a proactive approach. First, I arranged a meeting with both parties separately to understand their perspectives fully. Then, I organized a joint session where I encouraged open communication and active listening. During this meeting, I facilitated a discussion that focused on our shared goal of creating the best possible presentation for the client. I asked both Sarah and Mark to articulate their concerns and propose solutions that could satisfy both parties. The outcome was remarkably positive. By fostering a collaborative environment, we were able to bridge the gap between their different approaches. Sarah and Mark started to see the value in each other's work and found common ground. They agreed to have more frequent check-ins during the project development phase to ensure alignment. This experience reinforced my belief in the importance of clear communication and the value of addressing conflicts early. It also demonstrated how disagreements, when handled constructively, can lead to more innovative and cohesive teamwork. Follow-up question: How did this experience change your approach to teamwork? Sample answer, band 8-9. This experience profoundly impacted my approach to teamwork. It highlighted the importance of proactive communication and regular check-ins to prevent misunderstandings from escalating. Now, I always encourage team members to voice their concerns early and foster an environment where diverse opinions are valued. This approach has significantly enhanced our team's productivity and creativity. Part 3. Two-way discussion. Question: Do you think the ability to manage conflicts is an essential skill for leadership? Sample answer, band 8-9. Absolutely, I believe conflict management is a crucial skill for effective leadership. Leaders often need to navigate complex interpersonal dynamics and reconcile diverse viewpoints within a team. A leader who can adeptly handle conflicts not only maintains a harmonious work environment, but also leverages these situations to drive innovation and growth. Skillful conflict management involves several key aspects. Firstly, leaders need to cultivate an environment where open communication is encouraged and team members feel safe expressing their opinions. This proactive approach can prevent many conflicts from escalating. Secondly, when conflicts do arise, effective leaders demonstrate impartiality and active listening skills. They facilitate discussions that focus on finding solutions rather than assigning blame. This approach helps to preserve relationships within the team while addressing the core issues at hand. Moreover, leaders who excel in conflict management often possess high emotional intelligence. They can read the room, understand underlying emotions, and tailor their communication style accordingly. This skill is invaluable in de-escalating tense situations and guiding team members towards a constructive resolution. In my experience, leaders who master conflict management often see improved team performance, increased employee satisfaction, and a more innovative work culture. These outcomes stem from the ability to transform potential sources of division into opportunities for growth and collaboration. Therefore, I would argue that conflict management isn't just an essential leadership skill, it's a transformative one that can significantly impact an organization's success and culture. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score, incorporate these advanced vocabulary items and phrases into your responses. Mediate, verb. Mediate, to intervene between people in a dispute to help them resolve it. Example, I had to mediate between two colleagues who had different ideas about the project. Proactive approach, noun phrase, approach, taking action to control a situation rather than just responding to it. Example, taking a proactive approach to conflict resolution can prevent small issues from becoming major problems. Facilitate, verb, facilitate, to make an action or process easier. Example, as a team leader, I often facilitate discussions to ensure everyone's voice is heard. Bridge the gap, idiom, to connect two different things or groups of people. Example, effective communication can help bridge the gap between different departments in a company. Articulate, verb, articulate, to express thoughts or feelings clearly and effectively. Example, it's important to articulate your concerns clearly in a professional setting. Foster, foster, to encourage the development of something. Example, good managers foster an environment of mutual respect and open communication. Tips from an IELTS examiner. Practice describing workplace scenarios using specific examples from your experience or imagination. Focus on developing a coherent narrative structure with a clear beginning, middle, and end. Use a variety of advanced vocabulary and complex sentence structures to demonstrate your language proficiency. Show your ability to reflect on experiences by explaining what you learned from the conflict management situation. Practice speaking about this topic for 2 to 3 minutes to improve your fluency and timing for part 2. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to express complex ideas clearly are all crucial factors in achieving a high band score. For more practice on related topics, you might find these articles helpful. Describe a time when you were involved in a group activity. Describe a time when you had to collaborate with someone from a different culture. By mastering these techniques and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to discuss conflict management and other workplace scenarios in your IELTS speaking test.